And in Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again we come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with the blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I'm safe. Not getting saved, I am safe in the arms of the Lord. Saved in the arms of the Lord. Hallelujah. Still got my series. The God that needs nothing. Number 35. God that needs nothing. Number 35. Bless his holy name. It just do my heart good to just to know God is still in the miracle business. Just to hear Sister Johnson sing. Yeah. When the doctor have given her up. God got the last word. God got the last word. You can't leave till God says so. Thank God for doctors and nurses and hospitals, but life healing is in the hands of the Lord. The God that needs nothing. Number 35 again. Matthew 16. That 13th verse said, when Jesus came unto the court of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some said, that thou art John the Baptist, some Elisha's, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He says unto them, but whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Not a dead God, but a living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Bless this holy name. God who needs nothing. I'm going to build it not on sand, but on a rock. And that rock is Jesus Christ. We got to talk about that a little while, and if you don't mind. I may not get to all of it, but you just don't know who you are in Jesus' church. I said Jesus' church. Jesus' church. Any other church is false. All other churches are false. Not but one church that the devil does not own. And that's Jesus' church. If Jesus not the owner, if they not worshiping him, it belongs to the devil. It belongs to the devil. Regardless of how much of good time you have in there. We really don't come to church to have a good time. We come in his church to worship and to praise his name and to heed to the word of God. I hear a lot of folks say, we had a good time. What is a good time? Come to worship and hear the word of God in his church. See, everybody not in his church. No, not in his church. And my brothers and sisters, if you notice, I can't get off of the subject of this message right now for some reason. And that reason is Jesus. I can't get off the suffering part of the church of Christ, where most real Christians don't want to hear and talk about it. You won't talk about the healing, all the blessings in his church, but it carries suffering. Suffering. And we don't want to hear about suffering. Nothing but the blessings. Nothing but the handout. But what about the suffering? God Almighty. Very few want to hear about suffering for Christ. Strange church, Jesse. Strange. It is. Not but one suffering church on this earth. And that's the church that Jesus owned. One only suffering. Not sick suffering. Not headache suffering. Not body suffering. But catching hell from the world and the devil. That kind of suffering. Every time I want to do good, evil steps in. Why does the devil never bother his churches? He'd be crazy. He ain't gonna fight his own self. But anything good, anything lifting up the name of Jesus, anything praising his name, he tried to stumble us. He put stumbling blocks. Oh boy. And when we come in his church, the spiritual church, we can have a real joy. Not so much a good time, but joy. We can come in with our head down, but we call hell out yonder. But when we come to hear what he said, and hear Zion's song, we leave out saying, hallelujah, glory to God. Strange church. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But we already done made it. Right. We're not trying to get over. We already over. We just staying in the church. Horrible. Yes, oh, guess what? Because it's built on a rock. Not a cracked up rock, but a solid rock. Bless his holy name. So we don't, I found this out. I've been a pastor long enough to know this now. I've been preaching long enough. The folks, the saints in the real church don't want to hear nothing about suffering for Jesus. All right. Nothing but claiming and naming. A naming and claiming. Don't ever want to say nothing about suffering. That's the very reason we don't make it too much, because we don't want to be taught about it.
Right.
We don't understand it. You God, you can do what you want to do. Why you let me go through this? Oh. Folks always picking on me. Why? Can't you see Jesus there? Read about me. I don't bother nobody either.
All right.
But if you follow me, heart of mine, you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer. And this modern church, this 21st century church, don't want to hear nothing about the suffering for Jesus Christ. You don't have no audience long. They'll get tired. But you better hear me. We must understand suffering for Christ's sake come with the package deal of salvation. It's a package deal. I say a package deal. I'm bound for heaven. I'm not wondering how I'm going to get there. I'm already there. I said the package deal. But down here while I'm on my way, I'm going to fall in ditches sometimes. I'm going to be lied on sometimes. May get sick sometimes. But I said it was a package deal. This goes with the package. Right. Something goes with the package. Not, I'm trying to get over yonder. The package deal got me already over yonder.
My job is just keep walking and keep faith. Powerful. I like this kind of stuff. This is a package deal, buddy. But all I want is duck it.
Well,
talking about me. Who you following? Lied on me. Who you following?
All right.
Digging ditches, but who you following? I didn't know she was like that. Who you following? I didn't know your treatment like. Who you following? It's a package deal.
Free.
Oh. That's what we got to understand. One thing about Jesus, God Almighty, if you read about Jesus, he always wants to keep us in the light and not in the dark. Nowhere in here where he told us if we follow him in his shirt, ain't nobody gonna bother you.
All right.
Nowhere in there. Nowhere in there. We look for that because we Christians.
All right.
We look for that because we in his church. You better read a little closer. I know some verses in there tell you how you jump on a river, how you are, but oh, you better read some more verses in there. You ain't reading the right verses when it come around following Jesus. Oh boy. So take your time, Walker. And one thing about Jesus, he ain't gonna leave you ignorant. He ain't gonna leave you in the dark.
Well,
if you're in the dark, you ain't studying his word. And if you ever go to a church where the preacher says, every day gonna be Sunday, tell him he lying.
Right.
When you got Jesus, ain't nobody tell him he lying.
Well,
the very one
that
you thought wouldn't bar.
Yeah.
In the same house, but not in the same church. See, a lot of folk come in a house, but not in the same church. Jesus got only one church, but earthly church, everybody comes in there. But God allowed the devil to visit.
Yes, sir.
Can I say that, y'all?
Yeah, go ahead.
He allowed the devil to visit his house.
Yes, sir.
To see who we can mess with.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
If he can visit heaven church, can I call it church?
Yeah.
Because the angel was singing to God and praising his name. And God, so the devil, he said, where are you going, Satan?
Right.
If he got access to heaven church, he got access to us.
Amen. Right
there now.
Amen.
And he walk around in folks, in peoples, and then he got demons be sitting around all the time. He ain't gonna leave you. That's what I love about Jesus. He don't try to fool nobody.
That's right.
If you want to know something about heaven, if you want to know something about Jesus, if you want to know something about the devil, if you want to know something about people, read the Bible. My church, God of mine. Paul, how about getting your Bible? Just look at Luke 14 for me. Start at 25th verse. Listen at Jesus. Oh, there's a package deal. Yeah, a whole package deal. We don't want the whole package. We want to pick out. It's a package deal. I don't want that. It's a package deal. If you don't want the package deal, I can't get you one or two things in there. You got to get the whole package. I don't like that. You got to have it. Repo.
And there went great multitudes with him.
God Almighty.
And he turned and said unto them,
God Almighty,
if any man come to me,
listen,
and hate not his father,
God Almighty,
and mother, and wife, and children, and brethren, and sisters, yea, and his own life also,
God Almighty,
he cannot be my disciple.
Let's stay up there, baby. Let me read it a while. You stay there. Anybody.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are, where you come from.
All right.
If any man come behind me, following me, and don't hate his father, that means not literally hate. Don't put nobody before me. I don't care who it is, your mama, your father, your sister, your brother, your kinfolk, nobody come before me. I got to be first or not at all. Well, Jesus, I love my mama, but let your mama wake you up then. Let your daddy wake you up. Let your daddy watch over you. Nobody come before me.
Well,
we put everything before Jesus until we get to a point we can't do nothing. Long we getting around, well, I'll see you next week, Jesus. Everything.
Yes,
until hell break them loose. Oh, boy. You say, what I'm learning? I don't learn if you try to keep him first all the time, he'll keep a lot of hell from you. Sometimes you have to let hell break a loop to get you to your senses. Hell, child of God. Say, Preach Walker. Hell, child of God, don't stop coming to church. But he's been born again. Oh, we got an excuse, but ain't nothing wrong with him doing what he want to do. Go where he want to go. But never come to church. Sometimes, you know, those who are what?
Love.
What am I do?
Take it.
You steal my child. I know how to get you back now. He'll do it too. He let something happen to you. And God will let you know why. When things like that, he let you know why. And boy, when he get through with you, you may live 50 miles. And don't have a car. When God get through with you, you'll throw him a ride to go to church. I said, when he get through with you, don't let the Lord chase you. When the Lord chases the hoodoo doctor can't take it off. Can I say hoodoo doctor? Your magic stuff can't work. When the Lord get behind you. I ain't joking with you, boy. His church. Suffering church. We don't want that stuff. It's a package deal. God Almighty. So don't put nobody. I don't care who it is. You don't put nobody before Jesus. Y'all read. Y'all see what he said, don't you? He means just what he said.
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And whosoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
Yes, they read that, baby. Yeah, don't move too fast. He's still talking.
Amen.
He ain't going to get no cough or nothing. He's still talking. He said, wait till I get back. He keep on teaching us. Whosoever does not bear his cross. God Almighty. Cross. Everybody say cross.
Cross.
It must be something on you.
Yes,
must be something waiting you.
Yes,
God Almighty. It may have you to your knees. Bad. God Almighty. Cross come all kinds of ways. Not only does it knock you down.
Come on, Ref.
The cross. But not only that, it will take your life.
All right.
When you say cross, really it doesn't make you sick.
Right.
Not hanging on a cross.
Right.
When you get on a cross, guess what? You up there to die. You don't get stomachache and headaches. You've been there, die. All he's saying when he said the cross, it may take death. Put me first.
All right.
May be your death. When you study the Bible and get to read how saints got killed for God, you can start in the Old Testament and come on down. Folks got killed all kind of ways. For the sake of Jesus Christ, for the sake of God and His Word. He said, you cannot be my disciple. You can't be my learner. Take my yoke and learn of me. Take my yoke and learn about me. You know about everything in the body, but you better take my yoke and learn about me. You know about all your computers, but you better take my word and learn something about me.
Yes, sir.
I'm not hard, but my yoke is easy.
Yes, sir.
You take it hard, but my heart is easy, and my yoke is easy. My burdens are light. I know how much each one of us can bear. And I won't put no more on you than you can bear. If I put it on you, you can bear it. No, I know how much you can bear. And if I put it on you, go on with your cross. You gonna make it if you put it on you. If you gonna put it on you, he know you gonna make it, he gonna put it on you. But he know you can make it because he is the rock. Can't be my disciple. That means a lot of folks don't turn on Jesus because of the cross.
Well,
that's all the devil wants. You so easy to be hurt it. But Reverend, I wasn't at the football game. I wasn't at the night spot with all that help. This happened to me in the church. I just told you. I told the devil be in the church, the local church. He's not in the real church, but he's in the what? The local church.
Amen.
All right, Pastor.
He had a position in the local church. And anytime he got you on there, I said, list. A hit list. I like that, boy. A hit list. If you ain't doing nothing, you're not on a hit list. If you're doing something for the Lord, you're on a hit list.
That's right.
And the devil said, what about Susie? Well, you ain't got to worry about Susie. She ain't like
come on, Reverend. Come on.
What about Johnny? Oh, Johnny. Oh, Johnny ain't going to do nothing. The devil talking in the angel. But what about Mac? I want you to keep your eye on Mac.
Come on. Come on.
I'm going to put him on a hit list. I want you to get him now. Paul said, I want to take him out. Because we always get out of Jesus saved. Always saying so. Hallelujah, glory to God. Put them on the hit list. Be at church all the time, praying and singing and doing this, doing. Hit them the one I want you to hit. But they ain't doing nothing. Worry about them. The cross. And folks be so hurt. You can't read it to be so hurt because they think when you come to a local cinema, everybody in there saved. Everybody in there saved.
Right.
See, the devil don't want us to come to where he got thrown out of. He know ain't nothing but joy in heaven.
All right.
He know God can do anything, but he just can't fail. Yeah. In any way that he can stop us, he's going to try. But watch this now. Jesus not leaving us ignorant.
No, sir. Right.
The thief come but to steal and destroy. He's talking about the devil.
Yes,
but thank God he didn't stop talking. He didn't put a period there. He put a comma there because he wasn't through. He said, but I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. We got life, but we got abundant of life waiting on us. And pastors and preachers don't teach on suffering.
You're right.
That we be so deceived.
Right.
Got to be told. Everybody don't love you. You can treat them, feed them, even a dog. You feed him, he'll bite you sometime. Watch this now. Watch this. We got to understand to know this, that when you go to a local church, the devil and all of them, when they talk about Jesus, if they're not talking about Jesus, he get on elbow yonder. But if you lifting up the name of Jesus, the devil got demon hang around. But Reverend Walker, what? Look here. How do you recognize them? Listen at the conversation sometime. Just listen at the conversation. Not the matter of being present, but just listen to what he's talking about. Listen to what she's saying. Hold on. Cross following Jesus. Watch this now, man. He's catching up. All on the cross. Well, I get a happy thing about it. You got to see how Jesus suffered. Fell all down. Caught him. But Jesus wasn't worrying about nothing. He fixed it like that. But Reverend Walker, you tell me Jesus fixed it like that, just like it happened that way he fixed it before we got here.
All right.
Wasn't worrying about dying. He can't die. God Almighty. How can God die? They just got the body. But Jesus never died.
No.
He God. We say gave his life. That's all we know. They got the body. Yeah, this flesh. Thank you, Paul. This flesh. Body, flesh, whatever. One preacher. He wasn't worrying about nothing. Yes, he suffered for us. He heard it. He heard it for you. He heard it for me. Yes, the stars on his own flame. Be all up. But yes, dear, they never touched Jesus yet, really.
All right.
It just was the house he lived in.
All right, Pastor. All right.
God Almighty. Bless his holy name. And we got to understand that following Jesus, we got to talk about suffering. I know ain't never I can get through, but suffering for Christ. We got to learn how to suffer for him.
Yeah.
Not suffer for the world, but suffer for him.
Yeah.
He made the world.
Yeah.
God Almighty. That's what it is. That's going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
Made the world.
Yeah.
And got small enough to get in it. Ain't that so?
Yes, sir.
Because he holds the world in his hand.
Yes, sir.
And he got small enough to get in it.
Oh, yes, sir.
He went farther than that.
All right, sir.
He got small enough to get in the womb of a woman.
Come on.
This, Lord have mercy.
Come on.
This what Satan was looking for. If I just can get to him who coming at me, God Almighty. If I just can catch him, he get me. Because God already done spoken. Same woman that you use.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a woman to bruise your head. The seed going to bruise your head. He's been looking for that seed every time since he's been here.
Yeah.
God got small enough to get in a woman.
Yes,
God Almighty.
Come on. Yeah.
No wonder. Lord, let me preach. Let me preach. No wonder. No wonder she never got sick. No wonder she didn't need no headache tablet. Because the doctor was already in her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the devil looking for that seed. I'm looking for that seed. Gonna bruise my head. Even when he was a little baby.
Yeah.
Dad had to run somewhere to try to hide him from that devil. The devil, if I just can get to him before he get me. God Almighty. But watch this. Watch how he died for his church. Suffering. We got to, I ain't nobody through with suffering now. But my time. But watch how Jesus does fix this thing. They let him. They let. Everybody said let him.
Yeah.
They let him. God Almighty. Come around and do all the healing. Talked about him, but they couldn't touch him.
That's right.
But God done some knocked us off our feet. They killed him.
Uh-huh.
That's some knocked. How can you kill God?
Well,
they didn't really kill God.
No.
It was the flesh that died. Something strange. Never happened like this before. Somebody hanging on the cross. God, the Son of God, who got the world in his hand, gave his life for what, Reverend Walker? For us. For us. For you. For you. For you. For me. For me. For you. He gave his life. Something for you. And you don't want to be talked about because of him. You tell me you ashamed of him for what he's done for you. Hanging on the cross. Watch this. Watch this. The Son.
Yeah.
The S-U-N.
Yeah.
knew who it was. Because he created it.
You're right.
The sun got dark. I can't stand to see him suffer. The Father turned his back on him. Because he couldn't look at sin. That's when it got dark. I said it got dark. That's why it got dark, because he wasn't shining no more. He was sin. It was sin hanging on that cross. Your sin, my sin, your sin, everybody's sin. And the Father had to turn his back on his own son. Y'all got it? The Father turned his back on his own son because the Father couldn't look at sin.
All right.
But what happened was it got dark. That means it got dark. He couldn't shine no more. Sin never shined. It got dark. Rooster, daughter crowing. They went to their little housing, little chicken housing. Went to sleep for a while. I got a little more time. And then I can't leave like this, though. Your sin. My sin. He was dying for you and me. And you don't want to give up nothing for him? They thought they had Jesus. The devil thought he had him. He died. They put him in a grave. He stayed there. Long as he wants to stay. Oh, boy. I said, long as he wants to stay. He stayed there. Wrapped him up all in his father's clothes. All that. Look at that. And maybe them to come. Let's go check him out, y'all. And we want to anoint his body. But something strange. When they got there, it's empty. What happened? God Almighty. Wasn't no struggle. Who moved the stone away? History said it take about two or three men or four men to move the stone. Who done all this stuff? God Almighty. He got up. He stayed long as he wanted to stay. And when he got up, God Almighty, he said, I got all power. In my hand, I suffer for mankind. I suffer for everybody's sin. I don't care what side of sin it is, I suffer for that sin. Now you can be saved. He fixed it. I suffered for your sin to keep you out of hell. And if you turn down what I died for, you can't do but go over one more place. That's hell. What you trying to say, Reverend Walker, before you close? I'm trying to say, regardless of what you go through with, following Jesus, they can kill your body, but they can't touch your soul. Look at Stephen, why they stoned him to death. Because he was representing Jesus. He was saying Jesus got up out the grave. Some Pharisees, let's stone him to death. Let's storm him. Let's storm him. They started storming Stephen to death, throwing big rocks at him. Throwing big rocks at him. Stephen just looked up in heaven.
All right.
When he looked up in heaven, Jesus stood up.
Heaven. Heaven. Heaven.
I said, Jesus stood up. Did I say it like a horse? When Jesus stood up, he said, I'm with you, boy.
What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? I'm trying to say, suffering for Jesus pays off. Can't nobody take your life except God allow them to take your life. Regardless how they hate you, regardless how they dig this for you, they dig a ditch sometimes for your own self. Since we're talking about suffering, I'm not through with it yet. I'm talking about next week too. I'm gonna watch this now. Watch this. Now watch our folks in church. We love to dig this for folks. Church folks. Everybody say church folks. Watch it now, watch. Now watch, you digging a ditch for somebody you hate.
Come on,
Pastor. You're digging a ditch. 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 This ought to be deep enough. Always remember one thing. You in the ditch before your enemy get in there. You may not be able to come out of it. You gotta be careful how you dig and get to your brother. Because you got to dig it up first. Everybody don't come out the ditch. It's something following Jesus. I don't care what you say, it's something following Jesus. You ought to be glad you can suffer for him. I mean, hey, don't bother me because you don't like me. Hey, y'all see my brother, elder brother. He'll take care of you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Church got to know something about suffering. For Jesus Christ, for what he done for us. And we treat him like dirt sometimes. And then when something happens, oh Lord, act like Jesus crazy.
Yeah. You're right.
He suffered for you. The sin that we done. He wasn't dying for himself, he was dying for us. He died for everybody. I don't care how bad you think you are. God still loves you. I don't care what you done doing. God still loves you. You just got to recognize he loves you that hard to die for you. Regardless of what you done doing. Ain't that something though?
That's something, Reverend.
Regardless of what you done doing, Jesus died for your sin. The devil said, ain't no more hope. That's a lie from hell. I don't care what you done. He'll save you right now. Right now. But Reverend Walker, I've been a bad joker, but I don't care how bad you've been, how bad you are. If you want to go to heaven, you've got to see Jesus. Maybe can't get you there. I said, maybe can't get you there. I said, maybe can't get you there.
All right. All right.
Only Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
He had it so simple.
Yes.
How a man can get there.
Yes.
It's so simple, the devil don't want you to believe it. I mean it. So simple. It's written right here. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and then believe it in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. You don't have to go to hell. If you never give your life to Christ, why do you think you're going? He died for your sin to keep you out of what? Hell.
This is Kyle Lawton on 1539.
If you miss it, it's your fault. You can ignore it all you want. It's your fault. If you once get in hell, there ain't no way out. If you get to heaven, there ain't no way out of that. You've got the choice to make yourself. Let us all stand. See, Mike, Paul, bless your heart. Hallelujah. Jesus come to save. He come to save. You better catch him while you're on his side. It can't be too late for folks if they leave without Jesus. He waiting on you. Will there be one? Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? You may come now. Somebody may want to come by Christian experience or by letter. However, if you're seeking another church or never been a member of one, a Christian, want to be a part of us, you're welcome to come. But if you lost, give your life to Christ while you got a chance. And if you don't want to be a part of this membership, just fair enough. We just want you saved. You can go where you want to go, but just go where they're talking about Jesus. That's all I tell you to do. But give your life to Christ while you have a chance. You ain't going to have it all the time. I know you feel good. You say, well, I'll get up in the morning. I'll come next Sunday. Who promised you'll be here next Sunday? Will there be one? Another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another? Let us go. Whoa. Will there be another? Will there be another? Hallelujah.